You're on with Mario Lopez.
Join me now in the studio from the Netflix show Love is Blind, Damian and Giannina.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, guys.
What is the, what's the story behind Giannina?
Well, there's a lot of parts to me if you haven't figured that out yet. I'm from Venezuela. I grew up in a cultural household speaking Spanish, moved to the United States when I was six, and always just felt a little different in the beginning. And just expressed myself through fashion, through photography. I grew up in a really loud household too, so I've just always kind of embraced that.
Yeah.
Right now I'm just kind of embracing like just my passions and being a creative person through and through and living my life with Damian. So it's been a really interesting ride since the show. Even before the show, I feel like it was a very cosmic, universal thing that happened to me. We're in Universal. I'm driven, entrepreneur. I kind of say yes to everything that comes my way, and just I'm an open person.
What was it like, actually? Like, you were six when you moved to the States?
I was six.
What was it like to move to a whole new country? Because like 6 years old, you're kind of aware of stuff. Like,
right. So I thought when I was in the plane, I still remember it. I was like, I'm moving to Miami. And I thought all the United States was Miami. and I didn't realize that, you know, the things that I was eating were different. Like, why does that smell weird? Like, what's an arepa? Like, all this stuff. And I was like, always darker than everyone else. But I was learning English at the time. And I thought everything, they taught me opposites.
Okay.
One day in school. And so I was like, okay, everybody in the United States speaks in opposites. Like, I didn't understand that, you know, that was just a concept, not like a way of always speaking and having conversation. So someone would tell me, oh, like, do you like this boy? And I would be like, yes, yes. And in my head, I was like, hell no. Like, I don't like this person. And they'd be like, oh my God, you do? You do? And you know, you're like 6 years old. And I'm like, yes, yes. Like, I'm like waving my hands no, and I'm telling them yes. And so it was interesting kind of just like acclimating. And
Ultimately it was just really confusing.
It was confusing.
Where did you move? It wasn't Miami, or was it Miami?
So I moved to West Palm Beach.
Okay.
Grew up in West Palm Beach and, you know, skipped school, went to the beach whenever I felt like it. I was just kind of always that rebel child.
Nice.
Lived in my car from like 15 onwards. I kind of get in there and I go wherever I feel like it.
Nice. And where are you from, Damian?
So I was born in Louisiana, Fort Polk.
Okay.
So dad was military, moved to Germany for a few years, sort of grew up.
So you did the opposite. You left the States.
Yeah. So I grew up and raised in Heidelberg, which I just went back there last year to like revisit a lot of the places I was as a kid. And then pretty much grew up in south of about 40 minutes south of Atlanta.
Okay.
McDonough, Henry County area.
Do you know Noonan?
Yeah.
I grew up in Noonan.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, Noonan's not far from me at all.
Yeah.
So.
McDonough's close to Atlanta Motor Speedway, right?
Yeah. My house is like 10 minutes from there. So.
See, I'm not lying. I grew up in Georgia.
Yeah.
There it is.
So this show is really interesting. And I mean, social media seems to love it at this point. Like, it's kind of nuts. What made each of you want to join this show?
So I was going through a period where I would yell up into the sky and say, I'm going to meet the love of my life. Bring me the love of my life. And at that moment, I was at a bar with some girlfriends, and I was telling them, there are no men for me in the city. I am over it. And at that literal moment, my phone lit up, and it was a DM from this woman that was casting. And she was like, you know, I'm looking for, you know, people to join this experience. And I called her. She told me, she's, you know, the premise of the show, you fall in love with someone without meeting them. You know, have a wedding and all this stuff. And I was just like, yeah, right. I'm a little weird. So this sounds a little weird. So maybe it'll go for me. And I felt like it was the universe kind of like speaking to me at that moment. And I told you, like, I'm a yes girl. So I was just like, yeah, let's try it out. I'm not going to get picked because there are so many beautiful women I'm sure you're like looking at. And you know, the rest is history. So I was just open to finding love, open to new experiences. And if it was going to happen to me, it was going to happen. If it wasn't, it wasn't. So it's great that it all worked out.
And, were you skeptical of doing this?
Yeah.
What made you do it? Ultimately?
I was definitely skeptical. You know how they found me or how how I felt about doing it.
Well, more of like how you felt about doing it. Yeah.
So once I figured out the concept, one, I had no idea it was really going to be Netflix at the time. Had no idea the hosts were going to be Nick and Vanessa. So that made it even better once we found that stuff out. Because the whole thing for me was, is I wasn't the best looking growing up. I got picked on in school.
Okay.
I sort of had that rougher childhood. I joined theater to make friends when I got to high school. And as I went through college, that was still pretty hard. And then I got out and made some, you know, new friends, and they sort of had like a sense of fashion. I started working out. I was like, I don't want to be picked on anymore. Like, and I started to, I guess, look better as I aged.
Okay. And people, age as well.
Yeah.
So you grew into yourself.
I grew into myself. Exactly. Yeah. And that was, people stopped seeing me for who I was on the inside. They just started saying, oh, wow, like he's attractive. Like, let's hang out. And it was more like,
superficial.
Yeah. You'd meet at a bar and they'd be like, oh, like, oh my gosh, I love going. I'm like, no, like, you don't even know me. So it's one of those things where I was interested in the concept when they said, you're going to date somebody without ever seeing them, but you get to know who they are for the inside. And I'm like, well, that's all I've wanted.
Yeah.
I want somebody to really see me for who I am. And I was like, this is scary. I'm definitely probably not going to get engaged, but I would love to see how the experiment works up to that point. So I was infatuated with the idea, and my friend said, well, if anybody would do this, it'd be Damien. So I was like, you know what? Let's do it.
Let's
so
do it.
What was the moment you realized you were falling in love?
It's actually probably that Monday after we went on. So it was probably day
I lost all sense
six,
of time.
Yeah. So,
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we started like October 1st. And our first, it's really funny. I'll just start with this real quick. Our first date didn't go so hot at all. Like,
okay.
Our first day, we both dated 15 people, 7 minutes apiece. And I still remember our first conversation point. I walked in the room and there was always mic issues in these pods, right? So
yeah.
I'd walk in, I was like, hello. She's like, hi. And I was like,
what's your name?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, so what's your name? And she goes, I asked you first. And I was like really feisty. Yeah. Really
so there's like a technical issue.
Yeah, but she was right. Like, but it was just the way she was like, I asked you first. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, my name's Damien. Well, can I have your name now? Like, she's like, it's Janina.
You may.
And I'm like, Janina, J-I-N-N. I'm like Janina, I don't know. So I was like, okay. So after that sort of like rough start, it was just like a weird date. And I was like, man, I'm probably not going to go another date with her, but she had the most beautiful voice I had like ever heard.
Thanks.
You radiate a sixth sense in there. So
yeah,
by day three or four, I came out, Nicholas Shea goes, and this sort of wasn't in there, but he goes, if you could pick somebody to marry right now, who would it be? And I said, Giannina.
Oh.
And what was your answer? Y'all,
it's always great when they laugh.
Yeah, I think it was Barnett, but
yeah,
but he was good. But no, like by day five or six, I think I really started. It was her waiting for me to open up because I've always held everything in, held the weight of the world on my shoulders. I'm not one that just opens up. I'm one that absorbs, you know, help other people. So once I was able to do that with her, I just felt an amazing relief of pressure. And we started flowing. We talked 2-3 hours and not even realize it.
Yeah, it was great.
So.
And what day do you think you fell in love?
I don't know which day it was, but I know the moment where I was able to open up about just like my struggles and my fears and my flaws. I think it was the day that I told him, I'm like, I self-sabotage and this is what I do. And you know, a lot of people run away from that where it's like, what do you mean? Like, what's wrong with you? And he didn't. He was just like, I accept you for you. And I loved him in that moment already. But when he told me that, I was just, I like ran out of the room, like through my notebook, like ran into the lounge and was just like, I found him. And like, everyone just kind of like gave me a hug.
I'm
and
it was
just
like such hello. A moment. Hello.
So I was just like, I just can't wait to see his face. But yeah, that was a great moment.
Once you were out of the pods, what were the challenges as far as like maintaining the connection and all of that and the communication to the level that you had?
Yeah.
I would say, and it's undescribable to say, in these pods, you absorb the sixth sense of like connecting with each other. Mm-hmm. And going back to Is Love Blind, this all ties in real quick. They said, do you think you can fall in love without ever seeing them? And I'm like, and this was no offense to anybody else, but I literally said, if a blind person can do it in their life, they're born blind and they can go through these steps and fall in love with somebody that they can't see, but they go off of every emotion that they feel.
Yeah.
Why can't I? And to me, it was, I would go to bed every night and I would replay the conversation in her head. I didn't want to lose her voice. Yeah. I fell in love with a voice. Yeah. I fell in love with a person. And yeah, I mean, I think all of us were sort of scared. Like, please let them still be attracted. Let me still be attracted to them. And when I saw her, it was, she was beautiful. But in that moment, I was still like, I can't put a voice to that face.
Yeah.
Cause I never could imagine what she looked like. She's Venezuelan, Croatian, Italian. I'm like, Venezuelans are darker, but she has blonde hair. I'm like, you know, what I was like, I finally just stopped. Yeah, I was like,
that must have been interesting, like trying to figure it out for so long before you actually saw the person. Mm-hmm. Like, what do they look like? You probably had a million ideas in your head.
And I had to stop. I just said, you know what? Mm-hmm. I have to accept her for like what I love her for, like talking to her, her understanding me, somebody finally listening to me, because a lot of people just about themselves.
Yeah.
And I was like, somebody, she's like, I want to know about you. Mm-hmm. And all the way through, you know, going into Mexico and stuff, you would still catch, she would still catch me. She's like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I know what you're doing. I would close my eyes when she would talk to me.
Yeah.
Because it was so much stronger.
Yeah.
Still,
yeah, yeah.
For the first few weeks, it was like, mm-hmm. I just wanted, we would close our eyes and she'd like talk to me. Mm-hmm. And it was still trying to put a picture of that person to that voice.
Mm-hmm. To make it match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make it match. That's interesting.
Yeah. The emotional, the physical, mental. I mean, for us, I think, and to his point, I felt like he was reading my mind in the pods, right? And it was wild because the things that he would say, we would finish our sentences. I had just written, I wrote a lot during that whole experience. I had just written like a story and he would pretty much say exactly what I was feeling. And so when we were out of the pods and into, you know, real like physical connections, it was just, I felt like he could still read my mind. And this is such like a girl thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we want you to read our minds because, you know, we want you to know, like, whenever we feel this way. So I still held on to that, but, like, with a firm belief that he knew what I was feeling without ever me telling him, right?
Yeah.
So that's why what, like, our physical, our challenges for me were, well, you should have known this already. Like, I was already kind of expressing it in this way that you already picked up when we were in the pods, but in real life and physical connection, it's completely different. So I was mixing those signals up where it's like, okay, I have to actually tell you. And that's when things started getting very intense.
Did you think at any point, 'cause you mentioned that you self-sabotage, did you think at any point you were starting to do that?
Yeah. And you know, I think, I won't speak for women everywhere, but I think for me especially, it's just like, if I push him away, is he going to fight for me?
Yeah.
You know, is he going, how does he overcome obstacles and handle conflict? Is he worthy of me?
Yeah.
Really? And, you know, it goes both ways, right? I need to be worthy of him as well. But, you know, I was definitely kind of going down a spiral to see, okay, like, can we know how things are when they're beautiful, but how about when things get hard?
Yeah.
And that's what I really wanted to figure out.
So when you're on the altar, what is going through your mind, Damien? Because that got a little interesting.
Yeah, I got real interesting. You know, to state, I've had a lot of questions about this. A lot of people are like, why didn't you say it sooner? It was one of those decisions I didn't know till in the moment. I knew what I wanted to say the whole time. I wanted to marry her.
Yeah,
I did. I felt it all the way through. And me and her talked about it some, but that's why you hear me up there say I do not. And it was because I wanted to hold I do.
Yeah.
But in that moment, I knew, I think we were both doing what we felt was right, mm-hmm, for not just ourselves, but for each other. But she's not somebody, and everybody that knows Giannina now through social media or meeting her in person, she's a free spirit. She does what she wants. She skips schools and goes to the beach. I mean, she does not like to be locked down.
Yeah.
She does not like to be in a cage. We talked about that several times. And I felt like marriage was going to bind her and us into something that, even though we wanted it in that short time frame, in a sense, would have destroyed our relationship, because you have financial obligations, you're moving in together. Like, this is all things that come, quotation, with marriage, right? You got to start looking at having kids. We got to split Christmases or holidays.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you run into a date, sir. I want you to be my best friend first.
Yeah. You run into a whole nother set of problems and issues that you need to work through. And why put all that pressure on so quickly?
And me saying I do that day would have been selfish.
Yeah.
It would have been. And I know that, you know, she felt it in that moment and stuff. But for me to do that, I feel like we wouldn't be where we are right now necessarily if we would have went that path. Mm. And maybe we could have been. But yeah. It just with what I was feeling, I mean, it hurt me to see her do that. And I never want any woman to ever have to go through that. But it was just as hard for me to say no.
Yeah. What were your friends and family thinking in that moment?
They had no idea. They were like, Damien, like, even afterwards, they're like, you've loved her. Like, what happened
yeah.
up there?
Yeah.
And I was like, I couldn't do that to us. We needed more time.
And hearing and knowing that explanation now, how do you feel?
Well, you know, I think deep down I knew that, right? When he said, I went through a lot of emotions, right? I went through anger, sadness, disbelief, shock, understanding, and acceptance very quickly. And when he was just kind of expressing himself as like, I love you, I just don't want to like marry you right now. That's why we're still together today.
Yeah.
And, you know, hearing that, it makes a lot of sense. I gave him myself in the way that he knew how, and he did the same.
Yeah.
So.
And now you'll probably end up with a stronger relationship in the long run because.
Yep, exactly. So it takes so much pressure away from our relationship. And I think a lot of couples face that, you know, like, oh, like we've been dating for X amount of time, or, you know, like this is what I want out of life. And it's just finding that person that, you know, has the same, is on your same vibe, is willing to kind of grow with you. And time is just a factor. It's just however you feel in that moment.
Was there any part of you, Damien, that thought like, this is going to make really good TV? like in that moment? Like, no. Did you think like, wow, this is probably going to, like Netflix is going to love this moment? You weren't thinking about the TV show at all in that moment?
We thought they were going to.
If I was, I probably wouldn't have been crying so much.
Yeah.
I mean, people were like, you left your job to go cry. Like, no, that wasn't the case at all. It was real emotions. And that, I'll say this, I mean, it takes a strong individual to not just do what I did that day, to be in her shoes and be able to come back.
Right? Yeah.
What we went through wasn't for the faint of heart. It was challenging. It was years condensed into weeks.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, we went on this, like I said, not knowing it was Netflix or who the host would be. We did this because we wanted to find someone that loved and appreciated us for who we were. And we did at the end of the day. And I was hoping that, you know, if it was really meant to be, we could be something great outside of that time frame.
Yep.
And you guys are good now.
Yeah.
Everything's great.
Yeah.
At any point, once you got into it, did you kind of forget, like once you were getting to the point where you're getting to know each other, did you forget that you were like kind of doing a TV show?
Some points, in the experiment?
Yeah.
Because you have all these cameras and everything, but you're just like, that's all noise. Like, I need to figure out my life. This is my life. And as messed up and as wonderful as it was, like, that is our love story. So whether it made great TV or bad TV, I mean, I was just doing what I felt was right for me.
Yeah.
And I thought everyone was going to hate me. I really would just go home and cry and be like, what did I do? But I had to say it because I'm just going through it. And it's great that people were able to relate to that. But, you know, I don't know if you forget that you're on a TV show, but you definitely focus on what's important to you, and that is your heart.
Yeah, like some of those elements fade into the background a bit.
You're just like, okay, you're here now, but I gotta focus on me.
And social media, obviously, it's like this show is huge right now. Everyone's talking about it. How has that affected your lives?
It was new. It was definitely new. I don't think any of us expected the show to blow up this way, which was it's something else great because we shared our lives in a public way that most people live in a private way.
Yeah.
And that's not easy to do because we did get wrapped up in so many moments that we forgot we were on camera. I felt like, and it was like, we're just boom, let's get it out. You know, it's me and her, it's our world. And, when you bring the social media aspect into it, it was like, I mean, we had our arguments back and forth about that stuff. And people were like, oh, now look at you on social media. Well, the great thing is I got a wonderful, wonderful, best friend that helps coordinate my social media too. So
hated it. Now he loves it.
She really turned my mind, but that's what it takes in a great relationship is not always being that, oh, tough guy. Like I'm right. You're wrong.
Yeah.
It becomes unhealthy. And she's opened me up to see things so differently in so many ways. And it takes a strong man too, to be able to say, you know what, you are right. And I can listen to what you have to say, and I can use your help, and you can offer so many things that I can, and vice versa. So it was a challenge. I was still like, sometimes like, gee, put your phone down for a second, pay attention, let's talk. I need a moment with you.
But I love social media.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's always been my creative outlet.
Yeah.
Where even before the show, like for years, I love taking pictures. I love doing all that fun stuff, writing. And I never wanted more followers to affect my content.
Right.
Because I've always just been so like raw with it, or expressive or creative with it. And, you know, I'm having fun. The fact that people are listening now, it's just a very, very nice feeling, because I've always just kind of loved it. It's been my passion for a while.
Was it weird watching yourself back on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're always afraid of how you're going to be portrayed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for a year and a half, we're like, how are they going to portray us? What are we going to look like? We're our biggest critics at the end of the day. Yeah. But are we relatable? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you feel like you were like portrayed accurately?
I think our feelings and our emotions were portrayed accurately. I think that there was so much that couldn't be covered, because it's not the G and Dame show, you know?
Yeah.
But there are a lot of beautiful moments. There are a lot of funny moments.
Yeah.
There's just so many different things that happened in that short time. But I think our emotions were valid, and our feelings were really valid. And the fact that, you know, we're a roller coaster of emotions, that was, you know, portrayed accurately, I think.
All right, last thing, we're going to wrap up by putting you on the spot. These are quick questions, quick answers.
Go.
So we'll just go back and forth. Song you know all the words to?
Oh my goodness, what do I know this has? I don't know. Song I know all the words to. I know so many. Oh, I know like all the Rufus Du Sol songs. I know Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
I know.
I know Johnny Cash.
I know Lady Gaga. I know Beyonce. I know my girl Selena.
You know their songs? You can sing them all the way through, lyrics and all?
I mean, I'm pretty rough. I did a Beyonce karaoke.
She's like,
once
I'll give it a shot.
Freaking bombed at it. But yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I would say Johnny Cash. Some of the classic introductions to TV shows growing up.
Yes.
I know a lot
when
of Frank.
There actually used to be theme songs,
yeah,
with
yeah,
like
songs,
lyrics,
right,
and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a different world.
Spider-Man. You
know. The scent you would give up permanently if you had to give up one.
Not taste, because I love to eat. Oh, this kind of sucks, but maybe touch. Just because I like to hear, I like to eat, I like to see, you know? So like the touch, the feet. Is that a sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smell?
No, not smell.
But touch, you would lose feel. It's all part of it. And your skin touching, you'd lose all sensation.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. And maybe. Maybe smell.
And that would really suck, because then nobody would ever be able to seduce you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, we got that figured out. All
right. You? What would you give up?
I love smelling things, but it's something I could probably live without if I still had my taste. So
yeah,
you can barely smell already, so just let it go.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh my God. I loved Leo. Titanic, man. That was just like...
How many times did you go see Titanic in theaters?
I actually watched it in Spanish.
Okay.
I never watched it in theaters, but I like literally put it on repeat all the time. Yeah, he was my
I remember that movie came out, like people saw that movie like 6 times in a row or something. I'm like,
yeah,
it's long enough already. Like,
I think that was my first American movie.
Really?
Yeah. And when I saw him, I was just like, he's an angel. And like the way that he just treated Rose. Enough said.
Fair enough. Mine was probably like Hilary Duff and Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah.
I used to watch all their movies. Like all of them. Oh.
Those are pretty standard, I think, for a lot of us kind of growing up.
Yeah.
Favorite reality show before Love is Blind?
Before Love is Blind. Honestly, I don't really watch a lot of reality TV. Probably should have before the show. But
maybe it made you better going into the show that you didn't.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. It's like, you know, you didn't know what to expect. And I'm like, yeah, you could have told me that. But I loved Jersey Shore a lot in high school. Like, everyone just kind of wore gym tan laundry t-shirts. Snooki was just hilarious.
She just went live with Snooki like 2 days ago.
Oh,
she,
really?
She popped up and I was just like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was funny.
We've had Snooki and Jaywal both in here. We've had most of them in here.
Yeah, they're fine.
Except the one that went to prison. Yeah. We haven't had him in
the
here.
The situation.
But
probably because he was in prison.
Snooki's hilarious. It's ironic considering that first season, not to digress, but the first season of that show and how wild she was versus like now she's a mom and like it's just crazy.
It's
like watching her become a completely different person. But
that glow up though.
Yours. What's your favorite? Did you watch reality TV before?
Yeah, I watched a little bit. I did get a sense of Jersey Shore a few episodes. But there wasn't I haven't watched it in years. What was the factory show with the
X Factor?
No. Oh, X Factor was good.
The one where they ate crazy shit.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Fear Factor.
Yeah. Fear Factor was really good. I used to watch that.
It was like way back in the day. Yeah.
Loved
I always
Fear
wanted
Factor.
To go on to that show.
Yeah.
I was like, I could kill it. So
you eat a snake.
Maybe they'll bring it back and you'll do that next.
Right. Yeah, it was that Fun Factory though with the skateboarder. What's his name?
Tony Hawk.
No. He had his own shoe line and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a cool show.
And then finally, time travel destination. You can go any point in time for like a week and just check things out.
God,
when would you go, I guess?
When would I go? When and where? Renaissance, Paris. I just think it was just like, because I'm a huge history buff and I love old shit. Like literally anything that's haunted, like get me in there.
Okay.
So I'm like a romantic. I love to read. I think that's when people got like that enlightenment awakening feeling.
Yeah.
And everyone was dressed up and drunk. So yeah, sign me up.
I don't want to crush that for you. They didn't bathe a lot then. So smells might have been weird.
Oh,
so if you drop that smell.
It's only for a week, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be fine. I can't smell much anymore. Oh,
yeah, would you go to the same? Would you pick the same?
If she was going to be there, yeah.
There you go. Aw,
baby.
Well, Love is Blind streaming now on Netflix. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. Do you guys think Love is Blind?
I think it must be because the rating. I mean, it seems like the show is very popular. So, yes.
Are you guys in a relationship?
He's married.
You're married?
Yeah. I'm single.
You should try it.
Good Love is Blind?
Yeah.
Season 2.
Would you do it?
Season, I don't know.
Go follow. What's your at symbol?
Like, I don't know. I don't see myself doing reality TV.
Neither did I.
There's no offense. It's just like, I don't know. I don't think it's my thing.
Well, it's crazy. I don't think you'd think that it's reality when you're signing up for it and when you first go on it, because we were just like, we wanted to do the experiment. It just became reality TV.
Yeah.
Right? Once they put it together.
Okay. I'll be here for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Boom. How long were you there?
So in the pods, we were there for 9 days.
Okay.
And then throughout the whole thing, it was 6 weeks.
That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad. But, you know, my whole world got flipped upside down in that short time frame.
Mine got flipped upside right. So.
Oh, darling.
Saying all the right things.
Right?
Awesome.
On with Mario Lopez.